This is the Gatos and Chad Show.
Oh, thanks for tuning in, everybody. Chad's out. Monica Lindstrom is in. So funny. Chad just texted me. Dude, are you freaking out over Ducey today? Because he knows me so well.
Chad, why are you listening to the news? Take your day, man.
Well, I mean, I am not freaking out.
Well, a little bit.
I don't think so.
You get so excited when new news comes out.
Well, that's because it's my job.
Yeah.
What I want to do today is I want to make sure that we explain it right, because I think, you know, right at the beginning of the show, Becky Lynn and you were saying this stuff is very confusing about what the governor came out to do today. So am I freaking out? No, I probably would have waited a little bit. But let's try and explain to you how Arizona is changing, because I think if you were to look at today, today could be the day that you look back and say, that's when we turned the corner. What
really?
I'm hoping is that's what it is, because when you put more people out there and allow more people in mm-hmm. to restaurants and gyms and all that, you're going to take a chance. So I'm hoping that this doesn't go poorly.
So let me stop
ahead.
You there. I would say we turned the corner 2 days ago when Ducey issued the order that schools are required to open for in-person instruction by March 15th. I thought that was the beginning of the end, so to speak.
Okay.
Making schools. And now, 2 days later, we get this order that comes out that's starting to open up our businesses.
Or you can go and say, we turned the corner. If we did, Arizona has 2 million vaccinations.
Oh, see, I like numbers, but the school impacted me more, resonated more with me.
I totally get it. Mm-hmm. So let's tell you what happened today. Governor Ducey's executive order. When we talk about restaurants and movie theaters and gyms and businesses, no more capacity limits. No more capacity limits. So remember, restaurants were at 50%. Remember, gyms were like 25%? No more capacity limits. Let's talk about what that means, because it does not mean, let's go with a restaurant. If you are seated at a restaurant, you still have to keep social distancing rules in place for patrons.
Mm-hmm.
So that means, let's say that my wife and I wanted to go to a restaurant. And you and your husband wanted to go to a restaurant, and mm-hmm. for some dumb reason, we're not going to sit together. But for this example.
For this example, we don't like each other.
For this example.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
We would be seated 6 feet away from your table.
Yes.
Okay. That's what restaurants are supposed to do.
Yes.
Now, will they do it? I can't tell you that, because in all honesty, I've been to restaurants. Some have been at 50%. Some have not. They've been packed. And when I say packed, I mean packed. So really, Arizona has been open for a while. But I just want to make sure that's the example we give you. There are no more capacity limits. But when we talk restaurants, you still have to be seated 6 feet away from the next table.
So if you remember, last July was when Ducey came out and said that restaurants, it had to be less than 50%.
Mm-hmm.
So if you could have 100 people normally in your restaurant, you had to have less than 50 of those people in your restaurant. You could have no more than 50.
Right.
Not only that, you had to have the 6-foot limit. Now, today, same exact order, same exact thing. You can just have more than those 50 people as long as you stick to the 6 feet.
Okay.
So the only thing that has changed is that if you have room to still keep everything at 6 feet, you can allow more people into the restaurant or your business.
More tables in.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. So masks. Nothing's
changed.
Let
me go ahead and throw in.
Go ahead.
There were exceptions. If you had booths next to each other and you had the plexiglass in between, that was something that you could do and still be within the 6 feet, because booths are obviously within 6 feet of each other. So you can have that plexiglass.
Plexiglass. Okay. Mm-hmm. I don't really know if that does anything, but maybe it makes
people. It does. It keeps your sneeze from coming to me. It goes on that plexiglass. Ew.
Masks stay the same. We've got Maricopa County that has a mask mandate. Governor Ducey does not have a statewide mask mandate, but like Phoenix has a mask mandate. If you are in Phoenix and you are headed out somewhere, you know to wear your mask. That has not changed. That's the big difference.
We are not Texas. And in Biden's words, we are not, do you remember?
Neanderthals. You're right. So it's not like Texas. You didn't get Governor Ducey today go up in front of a podium and start pounding that we're getting rid of our masks. We're not doing that. So just know, you go to a restaurant, there might be more people in there. That doesn't mean you can walk in without a mask. Okay.
If you're waiting around for a table, you're standing there, you go up to the bar to get a drink, you still need to wear your mask.
Right.
You still need to social distance.
All right. Let's go to movie theaters. Let me give you an example. Because if we're opening up for more business, let's talk about how it affects
you.
We're
not going to do any more math, are we?
No.
Okay. As long as you figure out the math.
You go to a movie theater. This movie theater in my head, because this is how I have to spoon feed it to myself and keep it very simple, Monica. Movie theater, you want to go to the movie theater. Let's say you have 100 seats in that movie theater.
Okay. Old theater or new theater? Recliners or old cramped seats?
You're making it very complicated now.
I know.
I don't know. Both. Let's go both.
Okay.
Movie, because I like the recliners.
Are they serving me food?
I love that. Yeah, let's go with that.
Right.
I like that.
Okay.
All right. Movie theater with, let's just say it has 100 seats.
And they serve you food.
Okay. Let's just answer the question. Can the movie theater seat 100 people?
No.
The answer is no. Because you still have to be 6 feet apart. 6 feet apart is still in effect everywhere. So if you've got a movie theater with 100 seats, it's not going to be full. Think about, is the person behind you 6 feet away? Is the person in front of you 6 feet away?
Now, does it have to be their feet or their mouth? Because if you have those big recliners...
You're worse than Chad Benson!
You know why? Because I'm a lawyer by education!
I love it. I feel like I'm getting grilled. I feel like Ducey at a press conference. No, I mean, it's good. So
you're doing much better, by the way.
It's not that hard. And by the way, you know, everyone's all ticked off. Well, Ducey didn't come out and speak. He's not very good at that.
I'd rather have it in writing.
Throw it in writing.
Yeah.
Because he's got to blow it in front of the cameras.
Well, when you talk, it gets confusing. If it's written in black and
white,
it's much easier to understand.
So a movie theater with 100 seats, you still have to be 6 feet apart. Now, if you and I and Becky Lynn wanted to go to the movie, mm-hmm. the three of us could sit together. But whoever's around
company
has to be 6 feet apart.
Mm-hmm.
So I hope we're getting that for all of you out there, because when you know, when we got the executive order and we're reading it, and it's like, ugh, this is terribly confusing. And I hope that some of you aren't like, you guys suck. I have no idea what you're talking about. Because between Becky Lynn doing the news and she's getting it right, hopefully we're getting it right. We're just trying to tell you what is happening out there. And so it is no more capacity limits for the restaurants and all that kind of stuff, gyms and bars. But you still have to wear a mask. You still have to socially distance 6 feet. Okay? That hasn't changed. And it's like you said, Monica, we're not Texas. Texas basically wanted to rip their masks off, go back.
Well, they did.
Go back and do everything like 2019. We're not doing that.
I can't wait till that day.
I can't either.
But when that happens, I wonder if I'll still wear my mask.
Sometimes.
Okay.
Yeah, if I'm sick. I think.
Or if it's cold and flu season or something.
Yeah.
I've thought about that, too.
Maybe if I'm in Disneyland, I might do the mask thing. Because, you know, people are all up on you in Disneyland.
It is
true.
Yeah.
So just think about how things have changed in just the last couple of days.
Just the past couple of days.
You mentioned kids.
School. Huge. Huge schools
You've seen it.
Bam.
Yeah. In-person learning is an option for every single school.
That's right.
Now in Arizona, no more capacity limits for restaurants, movie theaters, gyms, all that kind of stuff.
Any businesses that had the limits before.
Disneyland in California is making a plan to reopen. We're seeing people getting vaccinated. And
we're getting there. They should just give vaccinations at Disneyland.
I think that's a great idea. So we're getting there. And it's great news.
And Arizona is doing a really good job.
Very true. Very true. All right. Coming up next, what is your comfort level? Are you going to head back to a packed restaurant? Are you going back to the gym? You know, if Ducey says it's okay, you going to go ahead and do that? It's all coming up.
This portion of the show is being brought to you by Parker & Sons Plumbing and Electrical, the two-time winner of the Better Business Bureau's Ethics Award.
All right, so your Phoenix area Subaru retailers and KTAR News want to send you on an Arizona adventure. Text ADVENTURE to 411-923 to enter to win one of four Arizona adventures, including horseback riding at a Wickenburg Dude Ranch. Love? Oh, that's what it's called, Love?
Wow.
Aww. It's what makes Subaru a Subaru.
Fantastic. The big announcement from Governor Doug Ducey today. No more capacity limits for businesses, restaurants in Arizona. Social distancing rules are still in effect. Mask policies still in effect. I think it comes down to your comfort level. Are you going to head back to a restaurant that's going to be more crowded today, tomorrow, and then the next weeks, then the following weeks than they were 2 weeks ago? If you go to the gym, are you going to continue going to the gym knowing there are going to be more people inside the gym? You know, Becky Lynn mentioned a couple weeks ago she went to a movie theater. There were six people in there. Okay, I think a lot of people have been, you've been able to go to a movie theater. Nobody's going to a movie theater. Will you start now? I don't know. It's up to your comfort level.
And your comfort level depends on, you know, what your risk analysis is, right? Are you willing to take more risk? Have you received the vaccination? Have you gotten sick already? How many people are in your home? Mm-hmm. You know, a lot of things go into that.
Yeah. And I think that the answer to those questions, will you head back into a packed restaurant? I think for many of us, it depends on if you have the vaccine or not.
Mm-hmm.
And if you have the vaccine, it's a lot easier to answer a question of, yeah, I'm going to head back to the gym.
Yeah. Makes it a lot easier knowing that you're not going to get sick, or the chances of you getting sick are very low.
Yeah.
Very low.
So the reason that we're here now with in-person school, in-person learning, I should say, available in a couple of weeks to every child if they wish, well, really their parents. The reason we're in this spot today, no more capacity limits for businesses in Arizona, it's because of the vaccine. If we don't have the vaccine, we ain't doing this. I mean, that's just the way it is.
Yeah, very true.
So you have some numbers, because the one big number that came out today was over 2 million people in Arizona have received the shot.
Now, when I was listening to Dr. Crist earlier today, some numbers really stood out to me. And one of those numbers is that 27.6% of Arizonans, so let's say roughly 28% of Arizonans, are now fully vaccinated.
Fully.
They've received both shots, both doses of the vaccine. Now, 60%, just shy of 60%, have received their first shot. So when you look at that, that is pretty amazing. When you look around the country and you hear these stories about how teachers haven't even started their vaccinations or just started last week. And here we are in Arizona with 27.6% fully vaccinated, and just short of 60% with one shot.
It's amazing.
I mean, it is. And then Maricopa County, 29.5%. So 30% are fully vaccinated and 60% have at least one shot.
Yeah.
That's great. And Dr. Crist also said that this week we'll be receiving another 323,000 doses from Pfizer, Moderna, and Janssen.
We can vaccinate our way out of this.
Well, that's the only way to get out of it.
Unless you want to get sick. You'll become the person that got ill, which is so unfortunate, and you'll have some immunity, but that's not the way to get it. The
I'm
better
not
way
sure
to get immunity.
People have much sympathy for you either.
Well, if you get sick by accident, I mean, there's nothing you can do and all that kind of stuff.
But if you purposely choose not to get the vaccine, you can't turn around. It's like if you don't vote, you can't complain about the person who wins.
Yeah. So, are we jumping the gun a little bit?
With what?
Heading back to some sort of normalcy.
Is this just opening up?
Yeah. Is this a decision Ducey should have said, you know what, maybe we should have waited 3 weeks?
No.
There are people out there that say that's the case.
According to Dr. Crist and what she said today, and I would encourage anybody to go back and listen to her, it's on KTAR.com. She has some really good numbers and points that says, yeah, it's okay to open up.
We're going to ask Dr. Will Humble about that. Are we jumping the gun just a little bit? And what's the deal with the Suns, Coyotes, and D-backs? Are you headed to a game soon? Next.
Arizona's news station, KTAR News, 92.3 FM.
Gatos and Chad Show, afternoons.
All right, the major breaking news is no more capacity limits for businesses in Arizona.
And Disneyland's going to open.
In April?
April 1st.
2 million shots in arms in Arizona. I got to tell you, things are looking up. things are looking up. We're starting to get through this mess. Still got to be careful.
About 28% of Arizonans are fully vaccinated.
All right, let's talk about the big story today and Governor Ducey's second executive order of the week. No more capacity limits for businesses. And, of course, that includes restaurants. Our buddy, Dr. Will Humble, joins us, executive director of the Arizona Public Health Association. All right, Will, you and I were texting earlier today. You like this move from Ducey or no?
Well, I'm ambivalent. I'm kind of agnostic about it. To me, it's not that big a deal. It's breaking news and all that kind of stuff.
Yep.
How much difference is it really going to make? I mean, not much. You know, the existing mitigation measures, the capacity limits, they mean they weren't being enforced to begin with.
Mm-hmm.
So, you know, and now they're changing it. I mean, look at what was happening on weekends. You know, they weren't really limiting capacity. I mean, maybe there were some businesses that were doing that, and they'll consider what they're going to do. I mean, businesses have been doing what they perceive their customers want them to do, and that's going to continue, I think. I don't see this as a big deal.
Well, think about it this way and tell me if you agree with what I'm saying or not. It's so much of COVID is emotional too, right? We've talked about how people, they have the emotional downside of this. They're getting depressed. They're getting upset. They feel like we're in a tunnel that we can't get out of. But now we've got an order kiddos can go back to school or should go back to school. We've got an order that now capacity limits are rescinded. I know that it's not a huge jump, but it's at least a positive step forward. Don't you think that that does something for the positive outlook?
Yeah. And, more and more people getting vaccinated, especially seniors, you know, who especially people over 70 who were they lost so much of their freedom and their social connectedness. You know, so many of them have now gotten vaccinated. That's huge. And, you know, you've been talking about how 28% of people have been vaccinated. Don't forget about 20% of people have been infected and recovered. So we're getting close to 50% of people with antibodies or thereabouts, I think.
I got the math.
Great.
I got the math. 48%.
Yeah.
I did it.
There's some overlap. I mean, some people got the vaccine even though they had the infection. But it's making a big difference. And that's one of the reasons we see the reduction. And that's why I think especially people who've been vaccinated or who were infected and recovered can feel a lot more comfortable going out and doing things and going out to restaurants and stuff. So, yeah, things are definitely looking up. It's been a long year, but things are getting better, that's for sure.
Dr. Will Humble's joining us. He's been with us the last year talking about everything.
Mm-hmm. I swear, I hear your voice everywhere, whether it's on the Maricopa County website or on the radio. I mean, I hear more information from you than anybody else.
Don't
in
get
the
a
state.
Big head, Humble.
I'm not saying he's always right. I'm just kidding.
Will, what's the wild card here, though? Is it Suns, Coyotes, D-backs, plans?
Yeah, that's what we texted about. Here's the wild card. Suns, Coyotes, D-backs, and concerts.
Concerts.
Like, what's going to happen?
Are
with
they coming
those?
Back?
It depends. So what's supposed to happen is the franchise, for example, Sarver or whatever, is going to have to turn in a plan to Kara, to Director Christ, and then they will evaluate that and either approve it or not approve it. So, and I have no idea what they're willing to approve, but you know, that's what these franchises are supposed to do, is to turn in a plan. And I don't know what ADHS thinks that's acceptable, or, you know, would there be capacity limits? Would they require? I don't know.
I mean, could you see the Diamondbacks saying 50% occupancy? It's too much.
Yeah.
I don't know.
I could see them proposing that.
Uh-huh.
And I don't have no idea what Director Christ would approve, if she would approve that or not. I mean, I don't want to get into the politics of it, but campaign donations have been made.
Mm. Well, there you go. Hey, Will, thanks for joining us, man. Appreciate it.
All right. Take care. Thanks.
All right. Dr. Will Humble, Executive Director of the Arizona Public Health Association. So, it's what he said at the very beginning. If you've walked past a restaurant, do you really think most of them are at 50%? My answer is no. You know, is it the biggest deal? Well, I mean,
I think this is the biggest week in a long time.
I do too.
So maybe not this alone, but this with the schools
but
hearing about
I'll
more
push
vaccines
back on the schools,
coming.
Though. most schools have been offering in-person learning since September.
You know, I heard you guys say that yesterday, and I'm not sure if most of Arizona schools have been doing that. I know a lot of the private, or if not most, you know, almost all the privates, but I'm not sure about the public. But still, this was a really big week, and this is a positive thing.
Yeah, it's good. It's good. It's starting to feel normal again.
Let's not forget that. It's positive.
I totally agree. All right. Coming up next, we'll explain the Ducey order once again. It's a little confusing, but I think we've got it down.
Arizona's news station, KTAR News, 92.3 FM.
Drive home with the Gatos and Chad Show.
This executive order sends a signal that everything's okay and we can go back to getting rid of precautions. We're not there yet. And I'm worried people will want to do the right thing, but take the wrong message from the governor's executive order.
All right. That's Phoenix Mayor Kate Gallego. You're going to hear from her next hour. She's not on board with Arizona Governor Doug Ducey. So the big news today is that no more capacity limits for businesses. You want to go to a restaurant? You've been able to go to a restaurant. There will be more people in the restaurant. Now, they have to still keep the social distancing rules, which is 6 feet apart. That is still in effect. Masks, still in effect. So, you know, it's been a long road. And this thing has been a total nightmare.
Yeah.
I mean, we're
about a year.
We're over a year into it.
I could never have fathomed a year ago that we would have gone through what we've gone through. It just it truly seems just unreal.
It's insane.
Yeah.
And I think that you've got to, it's weird. Everybody always said if when 2020 ticks over to 2021, that doesn't mean that everything's going to be better. Bull. Things are way better.
Yeah, it started.
Things
being,
are way
well,
better.
January 1st, I mean, that was our huge surge that was really scary. And
sure.
So we didn't see any light then.
All right. But we knew
that it's got to be, there's got to be light at some point, right? We knew it was going to start calming down at some point.
Especially with the vaccine.
Mm-hmm.
So we've got three vaccine, you know, two, one ready to go. I was reading that the mayor of Detroit said, thanks, but no thanks. We don't want the Johnson & Johnson vaccine. So they sent 6,000
I'm sorry.
Doses.
What? I didn't quite
away.
Hear
yeah.
that nonsense that just came out of your mouth.
Politicians are dopes, is basically what I'm saying. And, you know, since the very beginning, every politician has botched this. And, you know, you've got a mayor out in Detroit that could vaccinate 6,000 of the people there. And they say, no, we like the other two better. And
oh, come on. Why is it their choice?
It's insane.
It's not their choice. It's our choice.
Yeah.
We get to decide what goes in our arm.
Right.
And when they've got family members dying from COVID and when they don't have a job and they're not getting a paycheck, then maybe they can make the decision for themselves.
What we're doing out in Arizona has been very good. Very good. Last year was a mess. Didn't like what Chris did. Didn't like what Ducey did. Hard to argue how they're handling things this year. They've done a very good job. And I know you think a little bit more. It's more Chris than Ducey.
I absolutely
Why
think
is
it's
that?
More Chris. Because we see Chris out there, boots on the ground. She is at the facility. She's putting shots in people's arms. And I know I wouldn't want Ducey to put a shot in my arm. You know, I get that, right?
Right.
But she is the one that we see. She is the one that we hear. She's the one that explained that she got on the computer with her father trying to figure out how to get him an appointment. She didn't cut the line, right? She went through what we have to go through.
She could have probably easily given her father a vaccine.
Definitely, yeah, yes, but she didn't.
Right.
She wanted to be just like the people and figure out what's working and what isn't working. And I don't know what goes on behind the scenes. And I do know that we want our politicians to listen to our doctors and our scientists. But I would say that she is and her team are the major movers and shakers that are getting these things done. Perhaps Ducey gives her the power to do that, but I believe that she probably gets more of the credit than Ducey and her team.
I think
rightly so.
Yeah. I think with Ducey's executive order, the one thing I definitely like about it is it does not affect masks. It has nothing to do with masks. All that stuff is still in place.
Well, but
there are other
he never
states,
had anything for masks anyway.
He didn't take anything away today.
Right.
So, you know, we'll hear from Gallego next hour. She was given permission, along with all these other mayors, by the governor last year. If you want a mask mandate in your city, go ahead.
Mm-hmm.
He wasn't strong enough to
he
do it himself.
He wasn't Newsom.
Right.
Yes.
So, right. But, you know, that, like just Phoenix, that mask mandate is still here. So, again, I just want to be really clear. We're not Texas. We didn't go out there and say, you know, pour into buildings. Mm-hmm. He used, the mayor of Texas used 100%. So, and we're not doing that.
No, we're not ready yet.
We're not, I don't think Texas is ready, but they did that. So coming up, we're going to explain the order again from Arizona Governor Doug Ducey. A huge week here in Arizona with schools, with businesses, with vaccinations. Things are going good.